News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Elle Macpherson has revealed that she was diagnosed with breast cancer 7 years ago, but decided to not undergo chemotherapy or further traditional medical treatment. The supermodel, who is now 60, said that she wanted to take a holistic approach to treating the disease, but did acknowledge this isn't right for everyone. And we're joined now by consultant oncologist at St Vincent University Hospital Group, Professor John Crown. Good morning to you, John. I saw this news breaking with some dismay because Elle Macpherson, she has a wellness brand. She's sort of selling wellness in a way. Her acknowledging that this is not for everybody, it's something of an understatement, isn't it?
No, that's true. In the first instance, I'd like to wish Elle Macpherson the best of luck with her health, and I hope she is cured of her breast cancer. But I do think there were some really dangerous implications of this press release, this statement that she's made in public, and I certainly wouldn't want people to take the wrong lessons from it. Now, I know nothing about Elle Macpherson's cancer, but the first thing that has to be said is she's admitted that she did have the lump removed. So she did have traditional medicine. She had surgery. The most important part of the treatment for an early stage breast cancer is surgery. If you could only have one kind of treatment, if God appeared to you and said you can only have one kind of treatment, you would take surgery in most cases. For early stage small breast cancers, removing the cancer may well cure it. We do know that if you do not have a mastectomy, if you do not have to have your breast amputated, and thankfully, most women nowadays will not have to have their breast amputated, will not have to have their breast removed. The diagnosis of breast cancer, you know, does not result in loss of the breast. For those patients, removing the lump followed by radium treatment, gives you a higher chance of being cured than not having the radiotherapy treatment. Does that mean that no one is cured if the lump is removed? The answer is no. And there's, in fact, just in the last 1 to 2 years, there's been increasing research that very select patients with particular characteristics of their cancer and their age, etc., may get away with having the lump removed without radiation treatment. So for her to say she has not had standard
treatment
is completely flat-out wrong. Now, I don't know the specifics of her cancer and why she was offered chemo or did not take it. I can't answer that. I know there are some kinds of breast cancer where your chance of being cured if you take chemotherapy is much higher. The chance of being cured without the chemotherapy is not zero. Some patients will be cured without it, but you are running a bigger risk. You're loading the odds against yourself if you don't take the
chemotherapy. And John, I think it has to be said that Elle Macpherson is a millionaireess who has access to probably constant monitoring, private healthcare, and all sorts of you know, people around her caring for her, ready to intervene at the drop of a hat. She isn't in the normal situation of other people. Is that fair to say that can influence this kind of thing too? She has a whole different, I suppose, access to care at her disposal, unlike ordinary folk.
I don't wish to personalize this about Elle, but it has been my experience over 40 years that the possession of a large amount of money does not insulate you from making bad decisions in life, about your healthcare or in other ways.
Yeah. For people listening this morning who might be thinking, well, I like the sound of this. I like the sound of what Elle Macpherson has done. I like the idea of a holistic wellness approach to my cancer. What would you say to those people who might be swayed to try this themselves?
Oh, listen, having a healthy lifestyle and trying to adopt, you know, healthy approaches and improving your work-life balance and improving your psychology, these are all good and important things, but they absolutely do not take the place of having the proper medical, surgical, radiation advice about the management of your breast cancer. I'm in the cancer field now for, I hate to say it, but in excess of really about 40 years I've been involved in one way or another with the treatment of cancer. And I thank God that I've lived long enough to see the incredible advances and improvements that have been made. When I was a young doctor, if you had breast cancer, you lost your breast. You might have lost most of the muscles on your chest wall. You might have lost all the lymph nodes in your armpit. There was a high chance you would die from the disease. All of these things have improved dramatically now. Most women will keep their breasts. They'll have less surgery. The drug treatments have improved enormously. We are slowly, I won't say moving away from chemotherapy, but chemotherapy is no longer the only kind of treatment we have available for many kinds of breast cancer. We have new targeted treatments. We have immune system treatments. We have better hormone treatments. There's been a huge improvement in this field, And it would be extraordinarily irresponsible for anybody who has no expertise in the field to tell women with breast cancer that you have an alternative to going for treatment, which has completely transformed that this once dread, still a dread disease, but much better. Breast cancer mortality is falling rapidly around the Western world since we've had access to the new treatments. Things are improving dramatically. And I strongly believe that when we see the mature data in the next 5 to 10 years, we will find that there's a further major decrease in mortality happening right now.
Professor John Crown, consultant oncologist at St. Vincent's University Hospital Group, thank you very much for joining us. Let us know what you think about that, by the way, this morning. Very interesting, Al McPherson coming out and saying such things, because Al McPherson, bear in mind, is selling a wellness brand. Al McPherson is a multimillionaireess who has access to all sorts of things that normal mortals don't have. But what do you think about it? Because personally, I think it's quite dangerous. But I'd love to know what you think out there this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.